1. Who taught you how to use a blender?
Oh, it's definitely my husband. He teaches me to use many devices in my home, but I am really clumsy, so I usually mess them up.
2. What are some common objects around the home that can be dangerous when used incorrectly?
Aside from the blender I just mentioned, there are many household items that can be hazardous if not used properly, like knives, hair dryers, printers, and saws. These items can cut, burn, and electrocute/leak/users.
I've cut myself with a knife by accident several times in the past.
3. Which of these most often leads to injuries?
I would say the kitchen knife is the most dangerous item in the house, as it is frequently used. There are thousands of people around the world who cut a finger while using it.
4. Where are some common places where people can encounter lots of dangerous items?
Aside from the kitchen at home, the construction sites come to my mind. There are many types of heavy machines, which can be dangerous if people don't pay attention when using them. Or landfills, in which there are large amounts of waste, are dangerous as they can cause many serious health problems.
5. How have technological advancements reduced the danger of certain tools?
I reckon that new innovations have made a lot of equipment much safer than in the past. And various new types of sensors and materials reduce risk a lot these days.
6. Can you give a couple of examples of this?
Oh yes, of course. Some safety gear like helmets, clothes, safety glasses, earplugs, gloves, and many other things protect us.
7. What should people do before they use an object that is potentially dangerous?
I believe that it's important to read safety instructions and user manuals before using an object.
It's a good idea to watch safety videos online or get the right training.
Finally, it could be bad to use anything without knowing how to use it properly and safely.
8. Why do some people not do this?
I think that it's mostly their ignorance.
The pace of life has really increased in a lot of parts of the world, which means a lot of people are very busy, so they want to get a job done quickly, so they don't pay attention to safety.
9. What kinds of objects are commonly found around the home that help people avoid injuries?
This is a good question. Something to reduce or minimize the risk of injuries, like gloves, safety glasses, earplugs, or helmets.
10. Where should people store objects like these?
It can be better for people to keep these items in an easy-to-access and visible place so they can remember to use them. I keep my helmet on a hook next to my entrance, so whenever I go out, I always remember to take it with me.